Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
It's taking me 3 weeks to address that thing.
Hey, check this out, though, too. If you were on site, you got to be on site to win these. And my guy, Captain Fireball, just walked in. I see my guy, Guy Gene, back there. He walked in. Some of the most loyal listeners here are at Popstroke today. They're eligible. Why aren't you here? You could be eligible to win Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. $25 a pop. We'll be giving away 4 of those throughout the course of the show, and we'll do it up until 6 o'clock. What do you say, B. Scott, we do our first Academy gift card giveaway? I don't know. What time is it? 2:40? You want to do it at 2:40?
Yeah, let's do it at 2:40. Coming 240. Up. See how fast y'all can get here. Go to speed limit, but let's see how quick you can get here.
Nah, screw that. There ain't no cops on the road. I didn't see one cop on the whole way. Just be responsible. There ain't no cops. You'd be all right.
Man.
All right. Just don't get in trouble. All right? I'd feel bad. Okay. Here we go. Feel bad. You want to feel worse? How about when you listen to one of the most plugged-in NFL reporters, writers,
Insiders. Yeah.
Like, of this era. And, you know, she ain't bad looking either.
Oh, God.
Well, come on.
Yeah, facts.
I'm just being honest. Diana Rossini, she's awesome. She was on the Dan Le Batard YouTube show called Scoop City this week. And one of the kind of offbeat guys, I guess, like not a co-host but a producer, I guess, kind of asked Diana Rossini during the course of conversation, like, hey, by the way, C.J. Stroud, Texans, why do they suck?
Diana, is C.J. Stroud any good? What is going on with Houston?
It's a good question. I'm writing about it this week. C.J. Stroud is really good. I think they are still trying to figure themselves out on offense. They have a new play caller. They have a different looking offensive line. I still think they're working some kinks out. So he's still good. I'm not in the camp of he's ruining his opportunity here to get some mega extension. I still think C.J. Stroud can play. I just think there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's some things going on behind the scenes that I think we're going to find out about soon.
Oh, hello. All right. What are we going to find out about very soon from Diana Rossini in regards to the Houston Texans? This week, it is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday, end of week. What are we going to find out about that's going on behind the scenes with the Houston Texans?
Yeah, it's interesting because with all due respect to Diana Rossini, leading up into that last comment there, she was saying a whole lot of nothing, or at the very least a whole lot of stuff that we've already said and have already heard right here on this very station. That the offensive line isn't very good, that they got a new play caller, that they're trying to find their identity on offense. We know about all of those things to be wrong with the team. It's all we talk about. But that little last nugget there at the end about stuff behind the scenes that we're going to find out about later, it doesn't make you feel really good. I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what she's talking about. But coming off the heels of them not only releasing C.J. Gardner-Johnson 3 games into his tenure with the Texans, but also like it not just being some quiet release for a team that seems to have nothing to say about a Joe Mixon injury that in some ways has compromised their season, I believe, for a team that's been as quiet about that and as reluctant to even talk about it when others raise the issue.
Yeah.
Somebody at least had a lot to say about C.J. Gardner-Johnson and the issues that he presented both on the field and in the locker room for this team, which is just to say there is a leak somewhere. There is somebody that is willing to talk to somebody about the issues that are happening behind it, both what we can see on the field, what's obvious to the naked eye, but also what's not obvious to the naked eye and stuff that you would have to kind of know a little bit more about what's going on to know. So Diana Rossini, even though you don't see her necessarily at all the games, she's not at all the practices and press conferences, she's not a fixture in the Houston media because she's a national reporter, but she's very much plugged in, has the phone numbers and the contacts for everybody that's relevant to this discussion.
Yeah.
And so there's some smoke there, and I would imagine where there is smoke, there is fire.
Well, and, you know, look, she's not the first one, the only one this week to notice, to kind of see, witness that what we all can see. We all can watch the games. That's what we all have in common. Now, all of us cannot go in the locker room, but you don't need to go in the locker room. Mm-hmm. You can watch these press conferences on YouTube and various platforms, social media, however you decide to catch it. This is what Mike Florio's done. Mike Florio said a couple of days ago, actually immediately after the Texans lost to the Jaguars Monday morning, and then he said it again on a podcast later, a visit on this show with The Drive, Ron Hughley and Clint Sterner. He came on this show and said the same thing. Hey, red alert, something's going on. I don't know what it is, but it's clear to see that they have issues. We talk about that. It's corroborated by, like, the national people. And less Florio, but much more Diana Rossini, who, you know, does do the digging, does do the dirty work, you know, is trying to find out everything possible where there ever could be a story or is a story. If it did not involve a Nick Chubb, not a Nick Chubb, a Joe Mixon, if it did not involve a new offense, you know, install, like, basic problem, that's not a story. People and teams go through those all the time. There's got to be something else brewing under the surface for that to hit how it hits for Houston Texan fan.
And think about it. Like, just naturally when things go south, and I think you've had what you've seen over the last couple of years, like starting with the firing of Bobby Slowick and even leading up until now, is trying to take note of how the Texans respond to – I don't want to call it disaster, but how they respond to adversity. And so far, not so good, right? They have to fire their offensive coordinator after giving them a raise. They have to remake their offensive line. As you mentioned, that's not what we're talking about here, though, right? And then behind the scenes, you've already got stories of discord. They got rid of the guy that they feel like was the source of it on the defensive side of the ball. But that's the side of the ball that's actually performing. If they got issues on defense because a guy's giving up a play here or there, or because he's not playing up to his assignment. Look, Sean, you've watched plenty of film.
Yep.
You know guys bust coverage all the time. Like, it happens every week for every team. It's not a new thing. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not the first person to blow an assignment or to go rogue or play as an independent contractor in the concept of a team defense, right? But that unit still performing. What about on this other side of the ball, to the conversation, to the question that was asked about C.J. Stroud, where the left tackle seems to have promise but is not ready? Is just simply not ready for the assignments that they have put in front of him, right? For a first-year play caller who so far seems like he's overwhelmed.
Maybe he ain't ready.
Maybe he ain't ready, right? And to the point that I was making earlier, everything that you've done, is specifically in the significant spots, have backfired or have downgraded from where they were to begin with what you were trying to fix. So I could see there being some frustration and some issues behind the scenes and some questioning of whether it's the process or whatever the case may be. I could see that being the case.
I ultimately think they got too big for their britches. That's what the Texans are showing me so far. They got too big for their britches. They saw a lot of success, unexpected success, the first 2 years under DeMeco, C.J. Stroud, you know, turn of the franchise. They completely turned the tables on everybody. Nobody saw that coming. And sometimes I think you feel so good and you think you're so good at a particular job. You think you're so good at a particular area that, you know what, even if we do hiccup, we can sustain it. We can tolerate that. We can move on. But it's a very big deal to do what the Texans did from an offensive line standpoint, from a play calling standpoint. By the way, like, all the people that are clamoring for Gerard Johnson to, you know, take over the play calling duties, or maybe even take over both OC and play calling duties because you want Nick Haley's ass fired already. The Texans made the conscious decision as an organization this offseason because they interviewed Gerard Johnson, say, we don't believe you're the guy. We believe somebody else who also hasn't done this before is the guy and that has more experience in the NFL than you do. But they also made that same decision over countless others, one in particular, that has two more years of experience, that is a new play caller against your opposition this week, named Bo Hardegree? Who the hell's that guy? Well, that's a guy that's going to be charged with possibly maybe trying to do the impossible and save Callahan's job as Titans head coach on Sunday. We'll talk about that pivotal week four clash against the Titans, what it means for the Texans, win or lose. Coming up next, it's The Drive, Sports Radio 610.